Democrats now hold a slim majority in the U.S. Senate following the swearing-in of three new lawmakers on Inauguration Day. Soon after, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris took their oaths of office, Harris returned to the Senate as its president, swearing in Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, the winners in Georgia, and Alex Padilla of California. She was reading off a page.
Created by the resignation of former Senator Kamala D. Harris of California.
The new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called for unity, while Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell signaled
the American people chose to elect a narrowly divided House of Representatives, a 50-50 Senate,
taking that to mean voters entrusted both parties with significant political power. Jackie Quinn, Washington.